所想象的。
I was looking forward to working with your teachers.
我本来很希望跟你们的主日学老师一起工作。
And I know you had paid for a conference.
你已经付这个会议上已经付钱了。
And yet you sacrificed that to try to have my health recover.
但是你牺牲了那个，但是你帮助了我重新恢复我的健康。
I also am grateful for Pastor Stanley and his dear wife.
我也十分感谢钟牧师和他的太太。
On Friday night, they took me to the motel after the incident.
在星期五晚上，在我晕倒以后，他们帮我到了旅馆。
I packed up my suitcase and went into their house.
然后把我的行李收拾了，就去了他们的家。
I'm certainly grateful.
我当然是十分感谢。
Now, one of the doctors said you need to be babysat.
那个有一个医生说了，你要看婴孩量，看顾我。
I understand that when you're a child, you need to be babysat.
我知道当你是一个婴孩的时候，你要照顾他。
I guess when you get old, to be an old guy, you need to be babysat as well.
我想你当你很年纪老的时候，你要当也要像婴孩一样照顾他。
But I certainly appreciate their hospitality and their ministry to me.
我很感谢他们对我的照顾和他们在神的侍奉上的工作。
I'm also excited to see the church that Pastor Stanley is leading.
我也十分的激动，能够看到周牧师在这个教会的侍奉。
You know, the real measure of a teacher is not what the teacher does.
一个对一个老师的衡量不是他做什么。
It's what the student does.
而是他的学生在做什么。
And that's why.
就是这个原因。
It's a joy to see you.
看到你们真是十分的喜乐。
Let me pray with us, okay?
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we turn to your word, we thank you that you have something for us, and we ask that you would give the enablement to communicate that for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus was nearing Jerusalem.
耶稣到了耶路撒冷。
The disciples had been with him for 3 years.
那门徒已经跟从他三年了。
And since they knew him,
到他们认识他之后呢
，they were expecting certain things to happen when they got to Jerusalem.
他们期望到了耶路撒冷之后，有些事情会发生。
In fact, they thought that the kingdom would appear when they got to Jerusalem.
实际上，他们是期望他们的天国会降临到了他们耶路撒冷的时候。
So Jesus told a parable in Luke 19.
在路加福音十九章那里，耶稣说了一个预言。
To explain what in fact was going to happen.
去解释到底是会发生什么事。
The parable was really a comparison with the Roman practice of that day.
这个预言呢，跟当时罗马人的所做的是很相似的。
If a Roman king wanted to assume his rulership in Israel,
如果罗马的皇帝在以色列想执行他的政权的时候，
he first had to go to Rome to get the approval.
他首先要到罗马得到他的应许。
And then he would return to Israel.
然后他就会回到以色列。
And that's where he would set up his rule.
然后他就会建立他的政权。
And Jesus said, that's similar to what's going to happen to me.
耶稣说，这就是在我发生的事是很相似的。
I'm going to the Father.
我要回到父那里去。
And the Father is going to glorify me in his presence.
然后父就是会给我的荣耀。
But you're going to remain on earth.
但是你们呢，会还在地上。
And you're going to be stewards.
你们会成为一个管家。
And so each of 10 servants were given a mina.
所以一个所有的这些仆人呢，会给一些银子给他。
As a steward, they were to invest that mina.
他们作为一个管家呢，会把这银子去投资。
Then when Jesus returned,
当耶稣再回来的时候，
the return they got on their investment would tell what role they would have in the kingdom.
他们投资的结果呢，就告诉他 他们在天国是扮演什么角色。
And that was the story that Jesus introduced.
这就是耶稣所讲的这个故事。
And then he imagined when he was going to return.
然后他们就想象他什么时候会回来呢？
When he returned, he evaluated each servant.
当他回来的时候，他就会去测试这每一个的仆人。
How did their stewardship turn out?
看看他们的管家的怎么样，做的怎么样。
The first one had one mina that multiplied to 10.
他们第一个人呢，有一个银子已经到了十个了。
The second one had one that multiplied to 5.
第二个人有一锭的银子已经赚了五锭了。
Now I often wondered how they were so skillful in their investment.
我会很想知道他们为什么投资这么成功。
Interestingly, Jesus doesn't explain that.
但是耶稣没有解释。
It's simply that they invested what God had given them.
很单纯的，他们就把神所给他们的去投资了。
There was only one that Jesus had an issue with.
只有一个人，耶稣呢对他有点意见。
He too was given a mina.
他也是给了他银子。
But fearful of the master, he failed to use that mina.
但是由于出于对主人的害怕，他没有用。
And with that one, Jesus had an issue.
对那个人呢，耶稣对他有意见。
He was called an evil servant.
他会被称为恶仆。
Now, one of the questions I got yesterday,
昨天我被问了一个问题，
was what happened to that evil servant?
对这个恶仆后来发生什么事呢？
I think in the parable there are four characters.
在这个预言当中有四个角色。
There's the Lord who is the master.
这个主就是这个主人。
There are the obedient servants.
这一个顺服的仆人。
There's the disobedient servant.
有一个不顺从的仆人。
And then there's the enemies.
然后还有一个敌人。
They were part of the story as well.
他也是在这个故事上有份。
And in the telling of the story, they were subsequently judged.
在这个故事发展的时候呢，他们最后就会被审判。
Was the servant judged with those enemies?
这个仆人是不是受到敌人的审判呢？
I don't think so.
我想没有。
He still was part of the kingdom.
他仍然是在这个天国上有份。
But he lost an opportunity to have a significant role in the kingdom.
但是他在这个天国的份上呢，这个角色上呢，他失去了很多。
He didn't have 5 cities.
他没有五个城市。
He didn't have 10 cities.
他没有十个城市。
He had none.
他什么都没有。
But he was in the kingdom.
但是他在这个天国中。
At least that's the way I would interpret the parable.
这个就是我对这个预言的解释。
Now here's the question.
这个问大家一个问题。
What is the mina that God has given you?
这个神给你的什么银子呢？
What is the mina that God has given me?
神给我什么银子呢？
Interestingly, all of us get the same thing.
很有趣的，每一个人我们都得到同样的东西。
In Matthew, it tells about them getting different gifts.
在马太福音，他们说到他们得到不同的东西。
But this one, everyone is the same.
但是在这个故事上，每个人得到是同样的。
So the question then, as we suggested, what is that mina?
所以这个问题我们问得很好，就是那个银子是什么呢？
And here's my proposal.
这个就是我的建议。
When the Lord met with his disciples, beginning in John chapter 13 through John chapter 17,
当神在约翰福音十三章到十七章记载的跟他门徒一起的时候，
the Lord instructed them on the truths that he had entrusted to them.
神这个主就告诉他们这个真相，就是他是信靠他的门徒的。
These truths were things that the steward was to invest his life in.
事实上呢，就是这些管家呢，就在他们的生命中要做一些投资。
Now, if we had a month, we could look at all of them.
如果我们有一个月的时间，我们可以慢慢的研究。
I might not survive that month.
我可能不能够存留了。
But we'd like to look at one.
我们可以看看一个。
It's the first that Jesus introduces.
就是第一个耶稣对门徒的一个介绍。
And Jesus is very clear on what that mina is.
耶稣呢对他们讲这个银子是什么呢？是很清楚的。
It actually was a mina that he had been given by God the Father.
这事实上，他也是被父神给他了这一定的银子。
He had invested his life in that mina.
他已经把他的生命投资到这个世上了。
And the mina was that you should love your neighbor as yourself.
这个银子就是说要爱你的邻居像爱你自己一样。
And that's the mina he was entrusting to his servants.
这个就是他的银子，他是希望他的仆人也是同样的去做。
So if you see in your Bible in John chapter 13 and verse 1,
如果你看到约翰福音十三章第一节的时候，
It was about the time of the Passover. It was just going to be coming.
刚刚是逾越节准备发生的时候，
Jesus knew that the time had come.
耶稣呢知道他的时候已经到了。
But John said, having loved his own,
约翰说了，他既爱他的世上属自己的人，
he loved them to the end.
就爱他们到底。
The truth or the mina is the truth that you should love your neighbor as yourself.
这个真理就是这个。你要爱你的邻居像爱你自己一样。
Jesus had done that.
耶稣呢已经这样做了。
And Jesus had invested his life in loving his neighbor.
耶稣呢就把自己的生命都献上去爱他的邻舍。
And so he introduces that to his servants.
然后他就向他的仆人去说这个概念。
Now John adds that this was a time in Jesus' life when he could well have forgotten other people.
这个 John 呢，约翰呢也说到这个时间呢，耶稣其实很容易就把其他人忘记了。
He was about to go to battle with the devil.
他在那个时候呢，准备去跟魔鬼作战。
The devil had put it in the heart of Judas to betray him.
因为那个魔鬼已经把那个加略人犹大心里已经放了他的意思了。
We would understand if Jesus was thinking of himself and not others.
如果耶稣只是想到他自己的，我们可能也会明白。
But we also see in verse 3,
我们在第三节看到，
that Jesus recognized that he had all authority.
耶稣呢也知道他有所有的权柄。
So he wasn't restricted to love others.
所以他不是只是限制上去爱别人。
He had the power to avoid that.
他有去不走这条路的选择。
But he chose not to.
但是他没有选择那样做。
So that's the mina.
那个就是他的银子。
The mina is the truth of investing our lives in loving others.
这个银子就是这个真理，就是我们要爱我们的邻舍，爱别人。
Now he wants to instruct his disciples on that.
耶稣呢就想教导他的门徒这个的真理。
So at this last supper,
在这个最后的晚餐，
when none of the disciples thought of anyone but themselves,
那所有的门徒都没有想到别人，只想到自己。
And no one was willing to take the place of a servant to serve his fellow disciples.
没有人想做一个仆人去服侍其他的门徒。
Jesus got up,
耶稣呢站起来，
took off his master's robe,
他脱了他自己主人的衣服，
and put on a servant's towel,
穿上了一件仆人的手巾，
and he began washing their feet,
然后他就开始洗他们的脚，
one by one,
一个接一个。
You think he washed Judas's feet?
然后他有没有洗犹大的脚呢？
I see one head.
他是看到他。
I think so too.
我想是他有洗。
Have you seen the picture of the Da Vinci Last Supper?
有没有看过达芬奇的最后晚餐的画呢？
If he started just on his left, Peter was toward the end.
然后如果他是从左边开始的，彼得是最后。
So no one said anything until he got to Peter.
没有人说什么话，直到到彼得的时候。
Peter was ashamed.
彼得觉得很羞愧。
He was the servant, not the Lord.
他自己是仆人，不是神，不是主。
And so he said, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet.
他说主啊，你不要洗我的脚。
And the next word seemed to miss Peter.
那第二个词好像彼得没有明白。
What I'm doing, you don't understand now.
耶稣说我所做的你如今不知道。
Afterward,You will understand.
后来你必明白。
This is an important clue for us.
这个是对我们来说是一个重要的线索。
The clue tells us what foot washing is all about.
这个线索就是告诉我们这个洗脚那个意义在哪里。
Did Peter not understand that Jesus was washing his feet?
彼得是不是不明白耶稣为什么洗他的脚呢？
So what Jesus was saying must have meant more than just washing his feet.
耶稣所说的一定比就是说他洗脚的意义更加的多。
But Peter was completely lost.
但是彼得呢，完完全全的迷失了。
And so he said, Lord, you'll never wash my feet, ever.
所以他说你永远都不可洗我的脚，永远。
And then Jesus came back, and Peter did hear this.
然后耶稣又回答他，这一次彼得明白了。
If I don't wash you, you have no part with me.
耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
I don't know if the teachers that were here on Friday night remember I used the word partner.
我不知道在星期五晚上你们参加我那会议的主一学老师，你有没有记得我用了一个或是就一起的人，一起同工的人，同工。
At least it's clear in English.
在英文呢是很明白的。
No part.
就是
Go ahead.
没有这个份。
Means no partnership.
没有这个同。一样的东西就没有这个同工。
And that did strike Peter.
这一句话使彼得了很震动。
And so Peter came back to our Lord and said, Lord, if I need to have my feet washed,
彼得就对耶稣说，主啊，如果你要洗我的脚，
better to have all of me washed.
要不我整个人你都洗吧。
See, Peter did love the Lord.
那彼得是很爱主的。
He just didn't always understand everything.
就是开始的时候他不是很明白。
And then our Lord made a very important distinction.
但是呢，神呢就做了一个很重要的区别。
There's a difference between a bath and foot washing.
这个耶稣说了，这洗澡跟这个洗脚呢是有区别的。
To help them understand.He made this distinction.
就是帮助门徒了就明白这样的不同。
The distinction was that all 11 of them had been bathed.
他所有的十一个人他们都已经洗过澡了。
But one of them hadn't.
但有一个还没有。
That one was Judas.
那个就是犹大。
He was the one who was about to betray our Lord.
他就是那个准备背叛主的人。
So if you've been bathed,
如果你已经洗过澡了
you don't need to be bathed again.
你就不用再洗。
All you need is to have your feet washed.
你就只要洗脚就行了。
And that was the second distinction that Jesus wanted to make.
这个就是第二个耶稣要做的跟他们说的区别。
In that day,
在那一天
as the disciples walked through life,
那个门徒跟着他们一起走过他们生活的道路。
Their feet would get dirty.
他们的脚会脏了。
They wore sandals.
他们穿拖鞋。
And before they ate,
当他们吃之前
they would have their feet washed.
他们就会洗他们的脚。
That was a preparation for sharing in the meal.
这就是对他们吃晚餐之前的准备。
And Jesus said, "That's the same thing I need to do for you."
耶稣就对他们说，这个是我要对你们做的同样一件事。
Peter, you've been bathed.
啊，彼得，你已经洗过澡了。
But on a daily basis, you need to have your feet washed.
但是每一天呢，你必须继续洗你的脚。
Because as we walk through life,
当我们走过这个生命的时候，
we pick up from the world around us.
我们在我们世界上周围的是沾染了很多东西。
Dirt which has no part with God.
这些与神无关的这些尘土。
So when we get to verse 15,
当我们看第十五节的时候。
My translation says, "For I've given you an example."
这个他耶稣说，我给你们做了一个榜样。
An example of foot washing?
这个是不是洗脚的榜样呢
？It's clear from the story that what Jesus was doing was using foot washing to illustrate another ministry.
这个很明显的，耶稣就用了这个洗脚这个的动作了，表示对另外一个事工的一个的比喻。
Jesus had bathed 11 of them.
耶稣呢，已经对这个十一个门徒已经对他们洗脚了。
They were completely forgiven.
他们已经完全被饶恕了。
But still on a daily basis.
但是每一天呢
，They picked up sin.
他们还会再犯罪。
And that sin affected their fellowship.
他们的罪恶影响了他们的团契。
And when their fellowship was broken, it affected their partnership.
他们的团契不健全的时候，就影响了他们与神同工。
So Jesus was saying to them,
所以耶稣对他们说，
You need to have that sin forgiven.
所以你要对你的罪呢要得到饶恕。
So,The Mina is loving your neighbor.
这一定银元就是要爱你的邻舍。
But then he develops it a bit further.
但是耶稣呢，就更说了更进一步。
The Mina is loving your neighbor, serving him or her.
这一定银元就是要爱你的邻舍，并且去侍奉他们。
But how do they serve?
那他们怎么样去侍奉呢？
Forgiving.
就是要去饶恕。
Do they forgive when someone else asks to be forgiven?
是不是当人请求你饶恕的时候，你才去饶恕人呢
？Did Jesus only wash the feet of those who wanted to have their feet washed?
耶稣是不是只是洗那些请他洗脚的人呢
？No，
不是。
He washed them all.
他所有人他都洗了
，because they needed their feet washed，
因为他们需要洗他们的脚。
Now let me try to illustrate this ministry briefly，
让我在这个事工上面再做一些的例子。
These examples could come from the Caucasian church，
这些例子呢，在白人的教会也会存在的。
That's certainly where I'm living。
那个就是我参与的教会也会这样的。
But I'd like to bring it into the Chinese community.
但是我想呢，用在一个中国人的这个社区上。
One was between a married couple.
这个在一个一对夫妻当中。
Now I was in a Sunday school class this morning.
今天早上呢，我参加了一个主日学。
Most of it I couldn't understand.
大部分呢我不明白。
But one thing I did know.
但有一件事我知道了。
There are often problems that arise between husbands and wives.
有些问题呢在夫妻当中呢是很容易存在的。
Now as Christians, what should you do if such a problem arose?
作为一个基督徒呢，当你夫妻存在矛盾的时候，你会怎么做呢
？Now the story I heard.
这个我听到了这个故事。
Was a husband and wife had a difference of opinion about the church.
就是这个丈夫跟妻子对教会有一个不同的意见。
So this was the solution.
这个就是这个的解决方法。
The husband decided to go to one church.
这个丈夫决定去一个教会。
The wife decided to go to the other church.
妻子呢, 就决定去另外一间教会。
Good solution?
这是不是很好的解决方法呢?
No. What would Jesus have said?
耶稣会怎么说呢?
I'm the husband.
我是丈夫。
These flowers are my wife.
你是妻子。
She's just as beautiful.
她是很漂亮的。
Honey?
亲爱的。
I'm wrong.
我错了。
Now what if you're really not wrong?
如果你是真的错了吗? 如果你不是呢?
At least you don't think you're wrong.
至少你不认为自己是错了。
You think it's the problem with those flowers.
你认为这个是花的原因。
We've been married 54 years.
我跟我太太已经结婚54年了。
And during those 54 years,
在这54年当中,
we've had our differences.
我们有我们的不同。
But in every difference,
站在每一个不同当中,
I was at least part of the problem.
我至少我是其中的一份的错误。
I didn't always see it that way.
我不知道是不是她也这样看。
I thought it was her problem.
我以为是他的原因。
But that's not what Jesus says.
但这不是耶稣所说的。
Jesus says, you need to wash her feet.
耶稣说,你要洗她的脚。
You need to forgive her.
你要去原谅她。
And if we start there,
如果我们在那里开始,
and can pray about it,
要去祷告,
we can find a resolution.
我们会找到解决的,
and we can go to the same church.
我们会去一间同样的教会。
See, if the husband goes to this church,
如果丈夫去一间教会,
and the wife goes to this church,
妻子去另外一间教会,
what about the children?
他们的小孩怎么办呢?
We had 6 children.
我们有6个小孩。
Not a normal Caucasian family.
那可能不是一个很不是像一般的白人的家庭。
But we loved each other.
但是我们爱每一个人。
And we loved our children.
我们爱我们的小孩。
And it was important that we share the same church together.
这个我们去同样一间教会了是很重要的。
It was important that we join together in our ministry to the kids.
我们在这侍奉上合一了是很重要的。
And that wouldn't be possible if we had something against each other.
如果我们是对立的话呢，这个是不可能的。Husbands, 丈夫, 做先生的,
wives,
做妻子的。
This is what Jesus is telling you.
这就是耶稣对我们说的。Now
I heard another story.
我还听了另外一件故事。
This was about the pastor's grandson.
这个是有关牧师的孙子。
His pastor's wife was sewing the granddaughter a scarf.
师母呢就为他的孙女织一个围巾。
And the grandson must have thought that scarf was pretty nice.
那个他的孙子呢就可能很欣赏那一条的围巾。
It was pink.
但是它是粉红色的。
And so he said, I think it's some right, Mama?
他就说,妈妈,
are you going to make me one?
他说,你是不是要给我再做一条了?
So she agreed to make him one as well.
那师母就同意再给他做一条。
When she finished,
当他完成了以后,
she brought it by the house of her grandson.
然后他去到他的孙子那里。
You know the first thing the grandson did?
第一件那孙子所做的事是什么呢?
He took his blue one,
他把他蓝色的围巾,
and found his sister's pink one,
然后找到他的, 他姐姐的, 粉红色的,
and held them up together.
然后他就, 抓在一起,
and you know what?
你知道什么吗?
The sister's was bigger than his.
他姐姐那一条比他那一条长。
You see, that often happens in churches.
这在教会中呢,也是经常发生的。
It also happens in families.
也会在家庭当中发生。
How often I've had a daughter or a son say to me, You didn't do the same thing with me that you did with someone else.
有多少时候我女儿或者我儿子对我说，哎，你没有对其他人做的事没有对我做。
You're not being fair.
你不很公平，你不公平。
You know, you get offended.
你又会被觉得不好意思的。
What is Jesus saying to you?
但耶稣对你说什么呢？
Are you supposed to wash the other person's feet?
你是不是要为别人洗脚呢？
Are you supposed to forgive the other person?
你是不是要原谅其他人呢？
It could even be the pastor.
甚至的这是有时候对牧师说了。
Who you don't think treated you fairly?
如果他，你不认为他对你很公平。
And what if the other person doesn't say I was wrong?
如果其他人没有说我错了。
Do you still forgive?
你是不是还原谅他呢？
Did Jesus still forgive?
耶稣有没有原谅他呢？
That's foot washing.
这个就是洗脚。
The mina that we invest our lives in,
我们把我们的生命投资的这一锭银元，
is the truth that we should love one another.
就是这个真理，就是我们要爱别人。
Loving one another as Jesus instructed his disciples.
就像耶稣对他门徒所说的，你们要爱每一个人。
Means that you need to forgive one another.
这表示呢，你就要彼此饶恕。
Even if the other person doesn't say I'm wrong.
甚至其他人，另外一个人没有告诉你他错了，你也要这样做。
Now I didn't get to finish Galatians.
我没有时间完成加拉太书。
I wanted to get to Galatians 2:20.
我要讲说到加拉太书二章二十节。
Because I can imagine at this point you're saying this.
我可以想象到在这个时候你在这样说。
I can't do what Jesus said I should do.
你可能说我不能像耶稣那样去做他的事。
I don't want to forgive the other person.
我不想原谅那一个人。
I want to invest my life in a grudge.
我想我要继续的恨他。
I want to hold something against the other person.
我要永远记住他去恨这个人。
Rather than doing what Jesus said.
不像耶稣对我那样说。
You see, that's where all of us in our fleshly nature are.
这个就是我们每一个人因为我们肉体上的原因会这样想。
It's more satisfying to sin than it is to forgive.
去犯罪了是很满足人的，去原谅了是很难的。
So we can't do it in our own strength.
所以我靠着我们自己了去很难去那样做。
And that's where Galatians 2:20 comes in.
就是加拉太书二章二十节这样说。
It was a verse that affected me when I was in college.
在我读大学的时候，这一节的经文对我很大帮助。
I saw so many of my friends around me sinning.
我看到我周围的朋友很多去犯罪。
And I wanted to sin too.
我也想去犯罪。
At least my flesh did.
因为至少我的肉体想去犯罪。
But I had become a Christian.
但我已经成为基督徒了。
I knew that I shouldn't.
我知道我不应该那样做。
That's where Galatians 2:20 came in.
这就是加拉太书二章二十节这样说了。
Because it talks about the cross of Christ.
因为说到耶稣，基督耶稣的十字架。
You know the first teacher that made this clear to me?
你知道第一个老师讲得很清，对这个讲得很清楚，对我这样说吗？
Was Watchman Nee.
就是一个 Watchman Nee 这个老师。
Now that's he's too old for most of you.
但是他可能对很多人说来他很老了。
But his book was translated into English.
但是他的书呢已经翻译成英文。
And he pointed out that Christ's death on the cross.
他指出基督在十字架上死。
Not only provided a substitute for sin.
不单单为罪做了一个解决了罪的问题。
So on the basis of his sacrifice, I could be cleansed with a bath.
因为他已经被罪已经做了这个替我们罪死了，所以我们就可以洗澡而是
But Galatians 2:20 also says, I participate in Christ's death.
加拉太书2:20节呢，他继续说，我已经在十字架上，我像耶稣那样死了。
Here's what the verse says.
这就是这样说，加拉太书2:20节。
I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。Therefore,
I no longer live.
现在活着的不再是我。
The real me is not the me that wants to sin.
这个真正的我不是我去所犯罪的我。
And if I look to the flesh on a regular basis, I'll never stop sinning.
若我只是注意到我肉体的我的话，我永远都不会停止犯罪。
I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless, I live.
我还活着。
Christ lives in me.
但是基督在我里面活着。
That the life I now live.
这个我现在在世上活着。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
是因信神的儿子而活。
Who loved me.
那他是爱我。
And gave himself for me.
为我舍己。
Since I'm identified with Christ in his death, I'm now a new person. I can talk to the Lord, and he can give me the strength to do what I don't want to do. And when my wife and I both shared in that truth,
我的太太跟我同样在这个真理上面去分享的时候，
She's ready to forgive me.
她是可以原谅我。
I'm ready to forgive her.
我也可以原谅她。
And what in the natural world is impossible,
在一个世界上这些事是根本不可能的。
As a Christian,
但是作为一个基督徒,
I can invest my life in that truth.
我们可以在这个真理上面去投资。
Now Jesus concludes this section in John 13:17.
在耶稣在约翰福音13:17节做了一个总结。
And this is what he says.
这就是他所说的。If
you know these things,
如果你知道这样的事,
Did you hear that? If you know these things,
如果你们既然知道这事了,
He doesn't say you're ready to pass the test.
他没有说你已经
He says, you're blessed if you do these things.
就是你去做的时候你就有福了。See,
the benefit of what Jesus is telling us,
这个耶稣对我们所说的这个好处呢,
of entrusting to us the truth,
就是把这个真理告诉我们,
that we ought to invest our lives in loving one another.
我们要把我们的生命投资到爱每一个人的当中。
If we do that,
如果我们去这样做了,
we're going to be blessed.
我们就会有福了。
Our marriages,
婚姻,
are going to enjoy harmony.
我们的婚姻就有一个合一。
Not because I'm perfect.
不是因为我很完美。
Not because I'm always right.
不是我永远是正确的。
Even though I might think that,
可能我自己这样想,
it's because Christ has given me the capacity to forgive.
而是因为基督已经给我原谅了这个能力。
And as a result, I will be blessed.
作为一个结果了，我就有福了。
My marriage will be blessed.
我们的婚姻就会有福了。
But you know what else?
还有什么呢？你知道吗？
The Lord is coming back.
主还会再来。
And when he comes back,
当他再来的时候,
He's interested in meeting each one of us.
他对每一个人都会跟我们见面。
You know his question is going to be?
他对你的问题是什么呢?
How have you invested in the mina I entrusted to you?
你对我给你那一锭银元你是怎么样用的呢?
Have you invested your life in forgiving others?
你有没有把你的生命投资到原谅其他人的中间呢?
And if we have,
如果我们已经这样做了,
we're going to be prepared to rule with him in the kingdom.
我们已经在天国里面跟耶稣同作王的时候已经准备好了。
See, I want to be one of those 10 mina guys.
我想我会做一些那些有10锭银元的仆人。
I want you to be one of those 10 Mina guys too. So that when he comes back, we're prepared to share with him in his kingdom. Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord's word. We thank you that you give us a perspective on life and on the values of life that is completely different from the world in which we live. You first instructed your disciples, and now you instruct us. And Lord, we thank you that we have the opportunity to live like Christ and be prepared for his return. Lord, I pray for this congregation. I thank you for the pastor's repeated testimony that so many of the people are willing to serve. And I pray that they may go further in their service for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.